Here we have in the house Melissa Pierce. She is with CASA Court Appointed Special Advocates. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Yeah, you guys got a big anniversary, the big 2-0.
Big 2-0. We don't look 20, do we?
Nah.
You guys have been doing a lot of good work for a lot of kids for 20 years.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. I wish we could calculate all the children that our volunteers have helped over that many years.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about what CASA does.
Well, we are the voice for kids in foster care. So when they go into the foster care system due to abuse or neglect, they're assigned a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate volunteer. And that person is with them from the time they get taken out until the time they get placed in a permanent home. And they'll visit with teachers and foster parents, and they go to the court hearings and do everything they can to get them in a permanent, loving home.
Wonderful.
Nice. Now, for the 20th anniversary, what kind of shindig you have going on?
Well, we are going to have a luncheon on October 17th. That's a Thursday. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Helen DeWitt Jones Sculpture Court at the Tech Museum. I actually haven't ever been to an event there, but it's real sunny and bright.
Right.
And I'm excited to have it there. I think it'll be nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice. So, you're recognizing people who have made outstanding contributions over the years?
Well, we're inviting all of our former and current volunteers and the public. I mean, anyone is welcome to come. We're selling tickets. It is a fundraiser. We're going to honor Senator Duncan with the Todd Reno Champions for Children Award.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, I don't want to be shallow or anything, but what you having to eat? Do you know yet?
It will be very good food. United is our gold sponsor, and they are going to show off their catering skills.
Oh, yeah, Market Street. Yeah, they do have some good grubbing over
there.
Very
good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if somebody wanted to get a ticket, how much is it going to cost? Where do you get them?
Okay, you can go to CASAofthesouthplains.org. And for current and former volunteers, they're $25. For everyone else, they're $60. And then for a table of eight, it's $600. And like I said, it is a fundraiser, mm-hmm. So all of the funds that we raise will stay right here in Lubbock.
Nice.
In the Lubbock area, that is.
Yeah, that's good. Now, some of the other things you guys have going on throughout the year, I know that your other big fundraiser is that CASAs for CASAs deal comes up in July. It's where you guys do the playhouses and the doghouses.
Yes, that's my favorite event. It's super cute.
Now, that's kind of interesting. You were telling me, we were talking about a week or so ago, and you were saying that because it rained, the rain actually helped. You thought it was going to hinder, but it actually helped.
That was one of our busiest days. I did not want to go in because, you know, we never get rain. And so when we do, I wanted to stay home and enjoy it. And I thought, no one's going to come. And people came out like crazy. Everybody wants to get out in the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because they were sitting out there looking like wet dogs.
Maybe they felt sorry for us.
It's so exciting to have rain.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah, people get happy when it rains.
Definitely.
So anyway, relative that. Do you have a figure on how much you raised on that deal?
With that, we usually raise about $20,000.
Nice.
And we get, everybody, I think that's how people learn about us, especially, is because it's a unique event. No one else has anything like that. And mm-hmm. So they know that belongs to us, and they look for it each year.
Right.
All right. Go ahead and give us a website and telephone number if somebody wants to get a hold of tickets.
All right. It's 806-763-2272, and it's CASAofthesouthplains.org, and the event's on October 17th at noon.
Nice.
Get your tickets early.
Yep.
Yes.
Do it. And United's catering, so you know it's going to be good. Hey, thanks for being with us this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that.